Well, this is number three in how to overcome the sin within. And of course, since this is around Christmas time, we're all reminded of those songs we would like to forget. But they play them everywhere.
Everywhere.
See?
And every day.
Yes. Now, part of that is reinforcement of deception.
Yep.
See? And you have to ask the question, why in every store do they have to have music? And I remember I went into Knob Hill, that's our local supermarket down there, and it was about 9 o'clock in the morning. They had all this razzmatazz, you know, music for teenagers going and banging and all that sort of thing. So I told the clerk, I said, now, what you need to do is look at the clientele in here. We're all gray-headed. Now, if you want us to stay a little longer and spend a little more money, give us some smooth music in the morning. We're waking up. See? And that'll work. Play the razzmatazz in the evening. Okay? And I think even McDonald's understands that, because I like to get my McDonald's senior coffee. You know, I get it for half price. I'm a tightwad. So in the morning, they have nice soothing music, and here are all the seniors gathered in there with their cup of coffee and their breakfast and everything, you see. So at least they did that. But what all of this does, it points out how fantastic our minds are, how vulnerable they are, and how much we retain, even things we don't want to retain, when we are given a reminder of it. Try the song. Now, this is the one that I've had a hard time resisting this year. The most wonderful time of the year. Okay? So Satan gets out there and gets all of the great singers, the great voices, the great musicians, all of great talent, see? And he thinks that he's really going to do good, because God gets all of the weak, the sick, the uneducated of this world. And frankly, you need to be uneducated by the world in order to understand the truth, because it's so permeated with Satan's teaching from birth right on through to the highest level of teaching. And so we end up with strongholds. Now, strongholds are very important to realize where they come from. They come from many sources. All right? The strongest of the stronghold is demon possession. We have examples of that in the Gospels. Remember the one man who was possessed by legion? No one could restrain him, broke chains, broke fetters, wandered in the tombs. That was his home. No clothes, nothing could be done to him. And Jesus cast out the demons after asking what his name was, and he said, legions, because we're many. So that's the strongest kind of hold that can be there. Now in the world, they have institutions to put a lot of these people, because you're dealing with a situation that in casting out demons, the one who has the demon must want it out. Okay, now I've been in situations where we cast out demons. And along with that, one of the doors which helps open demon possession is bad diet, because you don't have the nutrients that give you the strength so you can resist. Now, there are some people who want the demons, and you have Ghostbusters and Ghost Finders on television today, where they're actually going out into haunted houses and saying, hello, are you there? Yes, we're here. Come a little closer. Okay. Now, that's dangerous to do. You also have a great variety of demons, murderers, serial killers, perverts, homosexuals. You also have those who are do-gooders, religious, fasters, those who fast and beat the body. Okay? No. Most people don't have demons. But I'm starting from the worst case going forward. Okay? Most people don't have demons, but there's one thing that is true. Demons must obey the command in Christ's name. Okay? Even if they are not in the church. Some cases, like with Apostle Paul, Acts the 20th chapter, with the seven sons of the priest trying to cast out demons. And he said, Jesus, we know, Paul we're acquainted with. But who are you? And they jumped on him and beat him up and slashed him and tore off his clothes and threw him out the door. Yeah, seven sons. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and there are demons who like to get close to people so that perhaps they can be saved from their fate. And this is where you get a lot of the false Jesus religions, see? Okay? Now here, Matthew 7, let's look at 7:21 and 22. Matthew 7:21 and 22, okay? Now also, you have to understand that today more and more people are going to be influenced by demons and demon possession because of the multiplying of the occult, okay? Now, God did not leave us defenseless. Anybody, even not in the church, can rebuke a demon's intrusion in their life in the name of Christ. Even someone not in the church, if they recognize that it is demon activity, they can rebuke it in the name of Christ. Okay? No? Well, you can tell them. The Lord rebuke you. Get out.
Yeah, that's a good
one. See? That's what it has to be. All right. Yes. Now, verse 22, Matthew 7. Many will say to me in that day, let's go to verse 21 first. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is, at the first resurrection. Okay? Many of those people will be reserved for the second resurrection. And that shows the love of God because he did not deal in their lives and they did not commit the unpardonable sin. Therefore, they are not worthy of the lake of fire. Now, what they do when they're resurrected in the second resurrection is going to be another whole different situation indeed. Okay? So we have the religious people who like religious things. And we have religious demons that promote religious things. Now, here's the contrast. Last part of verse 21. But the one who is doing the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now, that is your greatest protection concerning everything of overcoming the sin within, regardless of the intensity of it, beginning with demon possession or Satan influence. Now, you can see by some of the movies and especially the video games that kids play. See? All of those are occultism, death, destruction, killing. All of them end up that way. Okay? Now notice here, verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy through your name? Did we not cast out demons through your name? And did we not perform many works of power through your name? Okay? That's getting rid of demons. Now let's see something else, and we'll expand on this a little later. But let's come to Luke. I'll remember it this time. Luke 9:49. And this is actually within the New Testament, showing us a beginning variety of Christianity already during the days of Christ. So let's read it here. Verse 49, Luke 9. Then John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name. All right? And we forbade him because he does not follow with us. See, not all things are restricted to the church of God, because those who are in the church of God are those who are called unto salvation and have the Spirit of God. But God does not leave himself without witness in the world for those who are not called to salvation. But you can see what would happen with this then. Okay? Notice what Jesus said. Verse 50. But Jesus said to him, Do not forbid him, because anyone who is not against us is for us. Okay? Let's come to the account in Mark 9. See the parallel account here. Are there a lot of people out there for Jesus, but not truly converted? Yes. Okay. Now, let's see the account here in Mark 9, verse 38. Then John answered him, saying, Master, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us. Now, you see, what is the result of this? How did this start? Well, when Jesus preached, there were multitudes, correct? He healed the sick. He cast out the demons. They saw that being done. They used Jesus' name. God honored the casting out of the demons. But he didn't call them for salvation, which then becomes a very important thing to understand. Now, with truth and proper teaching, could people like that today come to the knowledge of the truth and be converted and be baptized? Yes, indeed. Okay? See, the dividing line. Now, remember, the dividing line follows this. Sabbath, holy days, Passover. Repentance, conversion, Holy Spirit. All of those constitute the dividing line between Christianity of this world and the truth of God. So you look at all of those who are for Jesus today, yet they keep Christmas and Easter and New Year's and so forth. You talk to them. They're nice. They're wonderful people. They're kind. They give and help and all of this sort of thing. But they haven't been called to salvation, because in Matthew 7, when they tell Jesus, we did these things, he said, depart from me, you who work lawlessness. I don't know you. I never knew you. See? But why does God allow that? So that those who really want God will go further and God can deal with them and call them. That's why. See? Like people, like some women, you know, were in their Bible study, were saying, well, only those in the church of God, God hears their prayers. No, that's not true. Why does God answer prayers of people not in the church? Why does he answer their prayers? So that they might, with that prayer being answered, knowing that it could only come from God, that they might seek more of God. That's why. And that's a witness. See? And if they don't, it's a witness against them. See? All right, so let's read it here. And we forbade him because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, do not forbid him. No one who does a work of power in my name can easily speak evil of me. The one who is not against you is for you. Okay? Doesn't say they are with you. They're for you. Have you ever had grace and favor in the eyes of people in the world? Yes, indeed. That's what it's talking about here. Okay? So, number one stronghold is demon possession. Number two, then, will be occult practices beyond the holy days. That gets into witchcraft, casting spells, horoscopes. See, now you're getting further and further from direct possession by Satan, the devil. With the second one, you have familiar spirits. Those who are witches deal with familiar spirits. They may not be possessed. Now, in that you have this. You have those demons who carry out the things as familiar spirits that do evil things, and those that appear to do good things, but still keeps them away from God. So the ultimate purpose of it is still evil. See? Now, other strongholds then become what enters into our minds during our lifetime. Now, let's look at some of the things that are very important. Okay? First of all, the sin within, since we're here in the book of Mark, let's go to Mark 7. Now, we've already covered in other sermons, especially in the book of Romans, that everybody has the law of sin and death by inheritance within them. Okay? Only, now mark this, we'll get to this later. Only the Spirit of God can overcome that law of sin and death within. Okay? Other things, such as disciplining yourself, training your mind, can help you overcome some of those things, but it cannot override the law of sin and death. Now, because of that, here's what the law of sin and death plus education do for us. Now, we can also add in it this. Remember, Jesus blessed the little children and said, forbid them not, let them come to me. All right. They are innocent because their brains have not been filled with a lot of nonsense. Today, that's considerably different. Kids are raised on cartoons, and kids' games, which is the entrance of the knowledge of this world and mild forms of the occult and mild forms of witchcraft. See? A la Walt Disney. Look at how he started. Look at how it progressed down through the years to bring in more and more of the occult, more and more of good versus evil. And then we get down today, we have Harry Potter. See? And now with Harry Potter, then we have got kids getting into witchcraft, etc. It is a mammoth thing because of that. So, children today are not as innocent as they were before the advent of media. Let me put it that way. Electronic media that we have today. Okay? And all human beings are born with the law of sin. All human beings are subject to death at any time from conception and birth and their last breath. Their last breath can come at any time. So God is the one that sustains us, all right? However, let's use the example, and I like this one from William Tyndale. He said, a newly hatched or birth-given snake, because you have those that lay eggs and you have those that give birth. The new baby venomous snakes may not be able to bite you and kill you with venom, but what is in their genes? They're going to grow and become just exactly like their wicked parents, as it were, full of venom. Okay? So, children, you see right away the activation of law, the law of sin and death, though they're innocent, but it's still functioning. They will steal, take toys, fight, lie, scheme, at a very early age. See? Yes, 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 yes. Cookie jar instance is good. No, I didn't take any cookies. Ooh, how did those crumbs get on the corner of your mouth? Okay. Now, let's look back. Did you not lie to your parents? Did you not do things that they never, never, never knew of, and you probably never told them? Yes. And did not they do the same thing? Yes. And perpetually in every generation, because of the law of sin and death. Now, let's add some growth to that. Let's come to, and I like the way that Rush Limbaugh says, puberty. Okay? Okay? Now, the sex hormones begin coursing through the body and the mind and the imagination. Okay? Now, that can be controlled if it is not exacerbated or magnified. But today, we start teaching in the state schools about homosexuality beginning in kindergarten. So by time they get into high school and all these sex hormones are raging in their system, they have sex education classes, and guess what's on their minds? Okay? And it puts sin within. And it locks on to the brain because the brain is made to connect the synapses, to connect thoughts, to connect sights, to connect instructions, and put it together in a full range of potential activity in your mind. Now, let's read Mark 7 in light of that. Verse 20, Mark 7. And he said, "That which springs forth from within a man, that defiles the man. For from within, though you're born innocent and know nothing, you have the law of sin and death. And the potential is there." And this helps to explain why nice, sweet little children, they grow up and make the... when they're growing up and make the wrong choices, especially when you get into music, drugs, entertainment, they go bad. They know better. I don't know of a single parent who said, "Oh, it's okay to go out and take meth and heroin. Hey, that's great." Now, there may be some today who will want them to smoke pot, but it shows how absolutely degenerate the society has become, because now there are two states that legalize smoking pot by allowing possession of 1 ounce of marijuana. Well, it shows the absolute stupidity and, how shall we say, the schizophrenia of human thinking. Okay? We have learned how bad smoking cigarettes have been for the last 50 years. So now we penalize smoking, tax cigarettes, tell people don't smoke. It's caused lung cancer, caused ovarian cancer, caused heart attacks. So you shouldn't do it. Now younger generation comes along and says, "Oh boy, this pot is really, really good. Hey, I got it. It makes you feel really good. Are you stressed? Go home and smoke a joint." It's not like going home and drinking, see? You may become an alcoholic if you drink, but you may become a drug addict if you start with pot. And they're not told. The TH factor in marijuana causes the brain to shrink. And just like the toxins of smoking lodge in the lungs, the toxins of smoking pot lodge in the lungs and in the brain, and you soon become very subject to stupors, lack of initiative, bad thinking, and addiction. Now, that can be overcome with a lot of discipline and hard work. But you see, here's what comes out of the heart of men. Remember what it says. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay? Out of the abundance of the heart and the evil that is there, men produce evil things as well, don't they? Yes. Out of the hearts of men go forth evil thoughts. Now, they're reinforced today by television, internet, books, games, friends, all of those things. You add on to it, Satan is deceiving the whole world, and the whole world is like there's a great web and pall of deception around the whole world. So you get some of these younger people now, and even at 13, they are so convinced of the world, having been brought up in this way, that the truth of the Bible sounds absolutely insane. Because if they reach a certain point, their lives are messed up because of music, because of drugs, because of sex, and they cannot stand the thought of being told, you must stop. Now, this is what I recommend when you have a rebellious teenager. Now, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to do it. No music, strict television watching, no video games, no cell phone, no texting. You get your mind into the book of Proverbs. And that's one of the reasons we've done this video on Proverbs. You learn them, you study them, because your mind is all messed up, and the only way that you can come out of this is that you must reprogram your brain with right thoughts and right behavior, and you cannot allow yourself any slip back. Just ask any heroin addict. I remember talking to a man, he said, well, I've overcome heroin. I said, well, good, I'm glad you did. He says, but I want to tell you something. The urge for it and the craving for it is there every day, the rest of my life. So those who are involved in that need to understand. You need to repent of that, and you have gone too far. And if you do not grab hold of your mind and change and begin to put in it right things, you're in deep trouble. And furthermore, do not blame anyone else, because that person may have introduced you to things, but you chose to say yes. So now you've got a stronghold in there, see? Okay? Go forth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. See the progression? It isn't that the way it is? Yes, indeed. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, guile, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these evil things go forth from within and defile the man. And the word there for man is anthropos, which means human being, men and women. All right, that's how these things get in there, okay? Here's some other things, other ways of getting them in, all right? Humor, see? Why do all comedy shows eventually end up with some sort of sexual connotations. Hmm? And then it goes from there. It can be drama. Look at the wonderful, wonderful production that Walt Disney put out, The Beauty and the Beast. What is he really teaching? Bestiality. Mm-hmm. How about the great, marvelous one, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Okay. Witchcraft. You have all seen them, haven't you? And what did the wicked witch say as she stood before the mirror? We could all say it together. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of all? See? Teaching what? Demon communication? Witchcraft? Poison apples? Oh, you can get rid of your enemies with poison. Okay? All right, then sex. Now then, I've heard several cases of both young men and young women. They get out on their own. They don't believe their parents. They have friends that are actively involved in same-sex activities, and they are enticed to do it because they do not say no. See, every individual is confronted with the thing to say yes or no. And it's very difficult once you have gotten yourself into that kind of situation to say no. But when it gets down to it, what did Paul write concerning sexual immorality or fornication? He says, flee. That means get up and run, because your brain's not working good enough to say no, so you better remove yourself out of there fast. Otherwise, you're going to be enticed. And once you are enticed, and once you have gone through the experience of same-sex sex, the dynamics of the sexual response of the body become so great that they are convinced that it's right. I remember reading the account of a 12-year-old girl who was a lesbian, and her dance teacher, she came in at 6 years old doing the nice little dances, you know, and all of that sort of thing. Through the years, gained the trust, was, you know, all this sort of thing. Okay. Then they had a dance that they were going to do out of town. And her parents gave permission to go with the dance instructor. After all, she was a wonderful, worthy woman. Okay? She seduced the 12-year-old in lesbian activity, and she is a proud lesbian now. These are things that are confronting people today. Now, whether they, a little sidebar here, whether the Supreme Court actually holds up marriage as between a man and a woman or not, sooner or later, it's all going to come apart. See, because without God and without his laws, even people in the world, the only way they can come out of the things that they are doing is to obey God in the letter of the law at the least. They can modify their behavior a little bit, okay? They can change certain things a little bit. They can reprogram their minds to a certain extent, but they can never, 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 never get rid of the stronghold that's deep within. Now, the reason I bring that up is this. Is because all of us know the things we went through growing up, don't we? Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they're all buried in the watery grave of baptism. Okay. Most of those things we have been able to forget. Once in a while, you'll get a flashback. And this is something that we'll talk about here in a little bit, how to do that. Okay? So all of these things come from the prince of the power of the air. Yes. Good comment was made that in growing up, those of us who are older, this was not that kind of a problem. It was there in a low degree, hidden in the background, okay? Not like the problem that we have today, okay? But all of these things create strongholds in the mind. And so we'll talk about how to overcome some of those here in just a little bit. Okay. Yes, yes. Comment was made, good comment, that the youth today have so many things pulling against them, plus the lack of education in school. They are taught to get along, go along, and sex is a wonderful thing, you know, just like the ad that was put out by the Democrat National Party of this 13-year-old girl saying right on the ad, you know, whether you're going to vote or not, we need to have women's rights. So all you girls, when you want to sacrifice your virginity, and there's a reason why God gave virginity, that make sure you hook up with a good guy right on national television. And the Democrat National Party had the hardest time getting God back on the party platform plank in writing. And when they did, they even had people booing. And so you just need to understand. In America, we have an ungodly, satanic government that is set to destroy and steal and rob and kill. They have it very similar with health care in the United Kingdom. And they're running out of money, so they have to cut back. So the death panels have to make a decision. And a decision that they have made, in addition to letting older people go without any kind of service at all. So everyone who's older, you better start taking care of your life. And you better quit thinking you're going to run on to the doctor and you're going to run on and get this prescription or that prescription. Most of the prescriptions that you have today, beyond some that do help in healing, they're going to kill you anyway. So you need to find out what you can do. But the decision that they made, in addition to not giving service to the older people, is that those newborn infants that are on life support, they cannot continue to afford to take care of them. So they take them off life support. Okay? So we have a wicked and evil world run by wicked and evil people. Hard to find anyone who is righteous, even in the letter of the law. Okay. We'll take a little break, and when we come back, we'll since we've covered the young people, let's get all of us old folks involved here. And how do you overcome what's in there?